Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, this year where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 31, talking about the temple materials. When constructing the gates of the Holy Temple, the Gemara mentioned, since they were made of marble, the builders were able to fashion their ceilings with only a slight amount of that material. The Mara Notes points out, since marble was used for constructing the temple's gates, some of the material would have been used as the mikvah's floor. And since marble is non-porous, a very thin slab would have sufficed to prevent seepage. Additionally, only a very thin marble ceiling was now needed to support the mikvah flooring. Consequently, the height of the water gate and its mikvah was only 23 amos, as Abaya calculated. The point being that the temple was made of the best materials possible. Also, the tabernacle. We watched a virtual tour the other day from One Israel Fund, where it talks about a craftsman who's knowledgeable in the different strings and the different types of strings, and how fascinating it was. The tabernacle had different colors that were not common, that were royalty, that were specific for the upper echelons. And that's the point, because when we want to do for Hashem, we want to do from the very best. Mahajman and Mahajan shouldn't only apply to Hanukkah. We've talked about this before, but it always bears repeating. It always is good to reiterate. You know, you could get a lulav that's the $20 one, the $30, $40, $50, all the way up to $200. You don't have to break the bank, but spend a little more. I think the Gemara points out you should spend a third more than you would usually on yourself in order to do a mitzvah or Shabbos or Yom Tov. Spend a little more. Get the best that you can reasonably afford. It comes with a Hanukkah lighting, comes with Shabbos lighting, you know, beautiful candles, beautiful tablecloth, and beautiful things for Shabbos, including food. But when it comes to doing the mitzvahs, you know, if there's a tefillin said 500, 600, 700, if you could push a little more instead of the 500, halavai, it should be 500, you should go for the 600. And it comes to the talis case and everything like that. Do a little more, just as in the temple, in the Beit HaMikdash, they use marble, beautiful marble, especially to enhance the presence of the Shekhinah, the presence of Hashem. So too in our own lives, spend a little more, go a little higher, try to use the best materials, the best items in service of Hashem, especially for mitzvot, especially for chesed, especially for things in the world. Many, many years I've been trying to find these silver-plated tefillin cases, but my tefillin came from my dad. They're Lubavitch size. They're like size 41. Very difficult to find. But instead of just the regular plastic cases, maybe a silver plastic case is even more beautifying the tefillin. Or if you could find real silver ones, which are a real fortune, one day you could save up to, how beautiful would that be to beautify your tefillin and to have a talis, a nice talis, a nice atara, make sure it's nice and clean. Do what we can to beautify the mitzvahs, especially the mitzvahs that are used for the mitzvah, the items of mitzvah, and mitzvahs in general in all of our lives. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 32 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.